Well, the question, Quinn, you should ask him is, would he be willing to lie in bed naked with his wife if she was wearing a Canucks jersey?
All right, everybody, welcome to The Bits. This is Quinn.
Hey, this is Claire.
And I'm Paulina. And we have special guests joining us today.
Yeah.
We have Fraser and Christy from the Vancouver Morning Show on Jack. 96 something, right?
0.6?
96.9.
Oh, damn it.
I mean, just I was pretty close. I was
flipped the number around. You were close.
Well, we have, so they are good friends of ours, Christy and Fraser, but they are also huge sports fans. So naturally we wanted to have them on the pod, and they're in a bit of a unique situation because Christy and Fraser, not only are they co-hosts on their morning show, but they are also married, mm-hmm. which is an interesting dynamic, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. I'm sure every morning is just perfect and blissful on the way,
always.
On the way
absolutely.
To the office. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And not only that, Christy is a Vancouver Canucks fan and Fraser is an Edmonton Oilers fan. He's one of us.
Yeah.
So I'm sure that is also not tense at all currently.
That's why we love you, Fraser.
Yes. Well, say hello. It's nice to have you guys.
I'll do all the talking and she can just sit here quietly. And
I frankly don't care about her opinion. So
we actually have Christy muted. So we have no idea what she's saying or doing at any given moment.
But she looks great with her mouth moving.
Fraser, yeah. Fraser is currently decked out in Oilers gear. And Christy is wearing, for whatever reason, a Minnesota Vikings jersey because she was confused about the assignment today.
Well, no, I was going to wear my Canucks jersey. But, you know, after we took you down in game one, I just thought I didn't want to hurt anybody's feelings. So I thought maybe this jersey would be better because I figured everyone would be very – Oilers fans are very sensitive. Very sensitive.
I can assume that – because you are married to a Viking that you were, you know, representing Matthias Ekholm from the Oilers with your Viking jersey to show your support.
Nice try to tie that together. That's not true.
Yeah. No. Fraser does have a Viking look
big
to
Viking.
Him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Big Viking vibe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you an Ekholm fan?
I love Matthias Ekholm. Yeah. He's awesome.
Yeah.
Love
what's
Ekholm
not rules. To love, frankly.
Ekholm rules. So game one, we don't need to like dwell on it. I know I've moved on, so, but we've got still a lot of series left. How are you guys feeling right now?
Well, you know, I feel optimistic because honestly, they couldn't possibly play any worse. They couldn't play any worse than they did in that game.
Exactly.
They were terrible. And you know, I know they were up, but they didn't deserve to be up. Those were fluky goals. They played terrible. I mean, we got our first shot in the third period.
Yeah,
3/4 of the way through the period, it was like, so no, they played horribly. So if that's the standard, then we're set. We're good going forward because that's the lowest they'll get.
You know what? That's a really good point. I mean, like for one, I've taken more shots just sitting here recording than they have on net last night, and I think they were rock bottom. It can really only go up from here. So I'm also feeling fairly optimistic. My personal prediction: Oilers in six. I don't know about you guys.
I mean, that's what the corgi says, and I align with the corgi.
Did that? So I was worried. That corgi burned us last year. And so as soon as I saw that corgi on Instagram today, I was like, I fucking hate that dog. And I was like, oh, look at him go. Oh, little guy. So the corgi is in our favor.
Yeah.
Yeah. Christy, what is your prediction being the enemy for the series?
I personally love a game seven. I like when it gets real spicy right down to the end. Like I like standing in line at Costco on Saturday morning. So I'd like it to go to game seven. Canucks obviously winning.
Oh, you love. So you love stress.
I like it.
Exactly.
Well,
yeah, like, I like that.
Before we get to outcomes, are you safe? Have there been fires near you? Is Vancouver okay as a city? Because I know this is tough for you to handle. You're not used to winning. So what's the atmosphere
As long as they keep winning, they might be safe.
I mean, we saw a guy climb a statue after game one. Win in the first round. So we have no idea what's going to happen when they come back on the Oilers.
Yeah.
Win game one yet again.
Yeah. How'd that go?
Forgetting that they have to win four, not one.
Yeah. Nobody really knows how to act. I've noticed from, you know, growing up in Edmonton, when the team, the Canucks are winning, nobody knows how to act. Right.
Mm-hmm. For sure. I also did hear that they have, the sort of their like fan park, like Vancouver's version of the fan park, is located like way like down from downtown, like, or like a hill. It's kind of like in Cambie or like quite south. And so they sort of separated to avoid like the people gathering too much in one area.
Yeah, they initially they were talking about not having any viewing parties at all. The mayor was super hesitant, and then after some pressure, he decided, we'll allow you to have a viewing party, but it's gonna be an $86 cab ride to get to.
Yeah,
it,
so. No kidding.
So it's make sure you drive, and it's family friendly. Very, he made sure to emphasize that it's a family friendly event.
But it's gonna be the test run before they move it to the PNE. So if people can't behave themselves, we're not getting anything. We're getting everything taken away.
It's very much like a you can have nice things type of deal. Yes. But this is like a trial period. Maybe you guys will get nice things again.
So it's an $86 cab ride there. But in Edmonton, it's downtown right next to the arena. But it's $16 beers outside.
Yeah.
So it's a no win either way to be a hockey fan in Vancouver and Edmonton.
Well, that's true. It's just
doing Vancouver prices, which I'm not happy with.
Yeah, but you guys got that Donair cannon, man. That's pretty awesome. I got to give you that. That Donair cannon whoever invented that's a genius.
Right? I mean, is there anything more Edmonton than having a Donair cannon?
I mean, I think they've got to do green onion cake frisbees.
That would be good.
Extreme onion cake.
Yeah.
That's a sport I could get into, actually. okay, so in terms of like, fan bases. So in Vancouver, I am curious, like Edmonton, as you both know, because you both, you know, lived in Edmonton, been here many times, you both grew up in Alberta. We like Edmonton is for sure, like through and through a hockey town. And everyone is diehard for the Oilers. You don't see a lot of fans rooting for other teams here. Do you find that it's similar in Vancouver? And I'm not saying that Vancouver is a disloyal fan base. I'm not trying to drag anyone too harshly.
No, that was on another episode.
That was a different episode that you can check out from last week. But Vancouver is more of a like transient city. Like people kind of come and live there for a bit and maybe leave, more so than maybe Edmonton, right? It's or there's a lot of people who aren't from Vancouver originally. I find I lived there, so I feel like I'm allowed to say that.
Yeah, I would agree. What I've noticed is wearing my Oilers jersey out and walking around town. Mm-hmm. I was genuinely nervous about how people were going to react to me, but I was surprised that I think I saw as many Oilers jerseys as I saw Canucks jerseys. There are Oilers jerseys everywhere, and I've even seen people wearing Oilers jerseys and Canuck jerseys walking together.
That is
together.
Nice.
Yeah.
That is
and,
nice.
And, special. Yeah. With spirit of camaraderie.
So are you going to walk places with me?
Well, I'm not going anywhere. Anyway. Not that farm jersey. I'm not. But.
There's also a Oilers bar in Gastown. It's called the Black Frog. And it is pure Oilers, all memorabilia. A guy from Alberta opened it and it's all Oilers.
Is that the same guy that owns that Boston Pizza in Pennsylvania?
Oh. That poor guy.
No, but they know each other. They're probably friends. I imagine they know each other.
So did he? So for people who don't know, there was a Boston Pizza in Vancouver.
No, sorry.
BC.
Yeah.
It's in Penticton.
Penticton, sorry. Yes. So there was a Boston Pizza in Penticton that had Go Oilers on the sign outside the restaurant, and people in BC lost their minds, which honestly, I mean, you live in BC, I can understand like why that wouldn't be cool. That wouldn't fly there. I'm surprised that he was bold enough to do it. I loved it and I wish that he had kept it up, but did he take that down?
He did. Yeah.
Is it just like blank, like go
no, it
hockey
to Go Canucks Go. Oh, right? God.
Yeah. Did they change it to Go
they
Canucks Go?
They changed it, but then they changed it to bring the cup home to Canada.
Mm. See, very Boston pizza of them.
Yeah.
Very diplomatic. I like that.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, they were doing this ad campaign where they just, they talked about how it's been 30 years since Canada had a cup. So maybe we should change our approach to it and sort of collectively support each other and just support Canadian hockey.
Nobody's
and people were outraged about it. Outraged.
Well, when the Canucks and Oilers series was about to start, I tweeted, "What now, Boston pizza? What do we do? Are we all just supposed to love each other still?"
Yeah, did they respond?
I haven't checked since.
I mean,
I'm not a big girl on Twitter there, so
good for them for trying, but they missed on that one, I think.
It was a sweet sentiment, though.
It's nice.
It was a nice thought. It was a nice thought.
And I mean, I think the right, they did change it to Go Canucks Go like immediately after, which I don't think was the right move because people are probably like, we're on to you, Judas. But the immediate move was probably bring the cup home. That would have been like the good PR move, but it's too late now. And if I go the next time I go to BC, I will personally go to that Boston pizza and try to keep them in business.
I think that's the funny part is that like the support they got from the Oilers fan base was pretty hilarious.
We're all stoked about it. Quinn, you had a question.
Well, I just wanted to go back to, like, I mean, in Edmonton right now, I feel like we're imagining that Vancouver is just like a war zone and people are fighting Oilers fans. And but it is okay.
Like, we're okay in Vancouver?
Yeah. For now.
Fraser can run down the street.
Children are okay. I heard.
Oh.
Didn't like that video.
Oh, I don't think anybody liked that video.
What video?
That video was like incredibly shocking. The child that was swearing.
Yeah, swearing and. There's a real aggressive anger towards, like, we're not the most, you know, together fan base by no means, but like this aggressive swearing and the kid,
this was a child,
a little shocking. Yeah, it was a kid and they had this video of it.
Passionate fan. I don't know. I mean, I haven't seen the video.
Yeah. But I think, yeah. Is Vancouver okay? I mean, is this a result of, you know, seasonal depression and high cost of living and just something to hang on to. Like they're happy, but they're fucking mad at the same time. Is that
much checks out. The grocery store prices. Do you feel unsafe walking around? What do you think the vibe is? Because I fit in. So I'm just like, hey, screaming out.
Christine is walking on sunshine over there. Yeah. Like everything is fine.
Christy was actually standing behind that kid, encouraging him. That's what you didn't see in the video.
Say this. They fucked my baby.
Christy was like, that was my niece, actually.
That video? Is that what you mean?
Yeah.
I mean, although I wish that kid was talking about something else. I mean, it does always make me laugh when a kid swears. But, you know, I think that I really do think there's this select few aggressive fans speaking for the large majority.
Yeah.
Because most of the Vancouver Canucks fans that I've come in contact with have been very nice. Most people are pretty cool around here. And I get where the reputation comes from. There is a wee bit of a history.
but we deserve another chance. The fans deserve another chance.
I don't disagree with you. Obviously, I want the Oilers to ultimately prevail. But I will say, like, Vancouver Canucks, at least for me, like, they aren't our big rivalry, right? Like, I think I was happy when we found out that Oilers were playing the Canucks in this round because at least, like, it's a fun, exciting round. Like, everyone in Canada, like, is getting behind it and is excited. Whereas, like, I think it would have been a little bit boring if it was, like, Predators kind of thing. So, I will take Canucks and I will shake the hands of a Canucks fan long before I shake the Quinn's giving me a look, but I'm a reasonable person. I will shake the hand of a Canucks fan long before I shake the hand of a Vegas Golden Knights before.
Like, if anybody can,
Fraser, you tell me, would you shake the hand of a Canucks fan before anybody else? I mean, I think Calgary, I'm never shaking a Flames fan's hand. And I feel a little bit of the same about Vancouver right now.
Whoa.
I've shaken the hands of many a Flames fan, so I've kind of moved past that.
We lived in Calgary.
Yeah, I know so many of them. I would shake the hand of a Canucks fan, but not until this series is over. Right now, there's no. In fact, I had one of my friends is a hardcore Canucks fan, and before the game last night, we sent each other a text and said, "I love you. I'll talk to you in about 2.5 weeks."
That makes sense. I think that's a fair approach.
So when are you moving out, Christy?
Well, the question, Quinn, you should ask him is, would he be willing to lie in bed naked with his wife if she was wearing a Canucks jersey?
Well, if you're naked, you're not wearing a Canucks jersey.
No. I'm naked from the bottom, waist down.
Bottom.
What do you think?
Nice.
Yeah, I'd lie in bed next to her, but I probably wouldn't be aroused.
It would be a real downer.
It'd be a real downer.
You've never wanted to have sex with an orca. That is good to know. That's actually good. That's the right answer.
I have to say, like, credit where it's due. And also just a remarkable situation. The goalie for the Canucks. He does look like he's 14. But can you imagine being a goalie that shouldn't even be dressed? You're stepping in these like extreme circumstances. You've never played the Oilers and you win a game in the playoffs against, you know, the most powerful offense in the whole league. It's unbelievable. I mean, like, I hope he had a good night.
Yeah, he's riding a high.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he better enjoy it while it lasts, because there ain't going to be more of that. You know, there's not going to be too many games. There's not going to be too many hockey games where Connor McDavid doesn't get a shot on goal and Leon Draisaitl has to sit out for 10 minutes in the second period. So,
100%.
But good for him, though. Honestly, good for him for coming in. He's been pretty good under pressure, so I got to hand it to him.
Well, I mean, he won a game, like a win number 4, which is always the hardest game to win. So, and of course, like, he did win a medal for Latvia at the World Championship. So he is somewhat tested, but I think Nashville probably didn't test him the way the Oilers are about to test him.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. I mean, McTuft is coming out. Like, McDavid's going to be pissed.
Neither of these teams have been tested the way they're being tested right now from round one. Like, round one was a lot easier for both the Canucks and the Oilers than it is for them right now. Like, everyone's been saying, like, this is going to be like quite a series. It's going to be an exciting series to watch. I hope that's the case. I hope it's not like suddenly we're in nightmare territory and somebody just like they sweep us or something like that. That's not going to happen, obviously. But I just feel like these are very well-matched teams.
Well, and it is exciting. Like you said, it's a good matchup. So with that in mind, I mean, you might not be able to take part in this, Christy, because you've never experienced Stanley Cup playoffs with your team in it.
Were you guys alive in the 80s the last time you guys won? Or?
Nope.
We won in 90.
1990.
Nice try, though.
Sorry, I wasn't alive, and I was only one in 1990. I just want to like chime in and remind everyone how young I am.
So how about your favorite playoff moments? I definitely have one in the bank that I can pull from. But anybody in the room have a favorite playoff moment
that stands out right off the bat?
Are you talking about specific with the team?
No, I mean, you can play
it too. It can be any moment.
Okay, can I give mine?
Yes.
Go for it.
Ray Bourque. Joe Sakic handing Ray Bourque the cup. And then him getting to bring it back to Boston. And 25,000 people showed up. I think I scream cry every time I think about that moment. I think that's one of the most beautiful moments in hockey.
It looked like you were crying for a second there.
I am tearing up.
Having a moment.
Wait to share that on an Oilers podcast.
Well, no, but I mean, come on, Ray Bourque, huge in Boston, and then he got his chance at the cup. I mean, that's just a beautiful moment, and so many people cheered him on.
I can respect it too.
I got to say it was 1988. Gretzky shorthanded slap shot top corner over the shoulder of Mike Vernon. That huge, huge goal to win that game in the Smythe Division Final in 1988. I'll never forget that goal. That was
anything
huge.
That involves the Flames going down is just fantastic.
Yeah.
I think that's one thing that we can all agree on we're not rooting for the Flames. Yeah.
Yeah, we can. I'll also throw my hat in that as well.
There you go. Yeah.
She's it.
I have a few, but I would say like that game against Dallas, game three or four, I can't remember which game it was of that series, but the Oilers, there was 3 minutes to go, 3:16 to go in the game. Oilers were down 3-0. They score three quick ones and then end up going on to win it in overtime.
That was mine.
Same. Oh yeah. Like, were you at the game? So yeah, I was at the game, and I'll never forget people leaving but then like the intermission between the third period and overtime, I was hugging hundreds of strangers. Like, the energy in that building was the most insane I've ever seen. Like, it's always really crazy in Edmonton. Rogers Place, it's a little bit different just because it's so much bigger. But that hockey building and the energy in that building and the high fives and the hugs and like just the absolute exhilaration, like that might as well have just been the Stanley Cup.
Like, under 2 minutes, they scored three goals to force it to overtime, and then Buckberger won it in overtime. Unbelievable.
Bucky.
Kelly Buckberger, yeah.
That was mine, too, because I was there, and I remember it. Yeah.
Okay, well, I have to go to 2006 because, I mean...
Because that's where your memories begin?
That's... Well, I mean, more vivid memories, I suppose, given I was about 7 in 97 when y'all's memories are.
Yeah.
I was in high school.
Okay, that's nice for you.
Me too, babe.
So I'm going to go to 06, and I was living in Calgary at the time, but I was in Edmonton during the playoffs. And I mean, my memory is a little vague on this, I'll be honest. We won, I think, a game against the Hurricanes. Does that sound right?
Yes.
Yeah. So we won a game against the Hurricanes.
Yeah.
And it was just like a huge moment. I feel like we were sort of like underdogs in that moment. And like, we were down, like Hurricanes were maybe leading like 3-1. I don't know. I can't remember totally. But then we won in overtime. And then like, I just remember my cousins and I like running out to the street and like, running into like traffic, which
all
we thought
74
was,
of you,
yeah, all 74 of us. We were running into traffic, we were like, everyone was honking their horns and like screaming outside their windows, and like, including us. And we were just like a bunch of like, you know, reggae kids. And I sound like a J-Lo in that interview. Yeah, I remember when I was this kid from the Bronx, just a kid running up
St. Albert, in St. Albert,
so carefree, no problems. But this is St. Albert.
Fraser, I'm gonna guess that was game six forcing a game seven. What the memory is.
You're talking about the Carolina series?
Yeah, like Paulina's memory. She doesn't remember which game, but my guess is it would be a game six when they forced game seven, because in the building people were chanting, "We want the cup," and then they went to Carolina for game seven.
Yeah, was that the Pisani goal?
That sounds right.
Fernando Pisani goal. Yeah, just coming. I remember the stick bent and just buried. It was like, and then we offered him $8 million a year because of that goal or whatever. I know I'm exaggerating.
Sean Markoff got a big paycheck after that one, too.
Everybody got paid after that whole playoff run.
He's a nice guy, by the way. My brother played hockey with Fernando.
He's very well liked around
here. Yeah,
he's a good Edmonton.
He's a really nice guy.
When you, I feel like, have a unique connection to the cup, obviously. So like, have you been in the presence of, and like, have you touched the cup?
Yeah. I mean, of course I have. For those that don't know, my dad was the radio play-by-play guy for the Edmonton Oilers for 37 years.
No big deal.
Called over 3,500 games, was there for all five cups. And
names in the rafters.
Would have loved for a sixth cup for him. I remember that was the hardest thing for me when they lost in 06, because I knew his career was winding down. And I thought like that was probably his last chance to get another one.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't as upset as me. Yeah, like I was in the Stanley Cup parade in 1990.
Oh my goodness.
I went to all the Stanley Cup parties. Cool. So yeah, I mean, I've they're not great memories though. I remember in 1990 when they were playing Boston. I remember throwing like a streamer, because we would throw streamers at that time, which I mean, I wish they'd bring back, frankly, because mm-hmm. it was so much fun. It was a mess, but like, holy hell, throwing a streamer, greatest thing. Yeah. And that's like kind of my big memory. And then I remember Commonwealth Stadium. I remember sitting on the back of a convertible. And that's my memory of the Stanley Cup parade. I remember just being like overwhelmed because there was obviously so many people there.
That is
so,
very cool though.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I mean, I have a fun question, unless you guys have more, like, legitimate questions.
No, I can't wait.
For Christian Fraser. Okay.
Also, we're running out of time on Zoom, so yeah. That's a fun question.
We cannot afford, unless we get some sponsors mm-hmm. sometime soon, we Wing? Cannot afford the upgraded, we cannot afford upgraded Zoom.
Oilers yet. Pub and Gas Town.
So we are on the clock. Okay, so something that we like to talk about on this podcast, and sometimes it gets a little thirsty, honestly, is like, well, we do a PG version and we do like a more thirsty scandalous version, which is like fuck, marry, kill, but we're gonna do like a PG version because, you know, you guys are professionals out there in the world. If either of you could have a cuddle session or have a spoon session with any hockey player, who would it be? And Fraser, you know what? I mean, Claire and I aren't really into the dudes, but we have answers for this. So you're going to have to just play along as well.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. He's all got right, an all answer. Right, all right. I got an answer. You know, I've been thinking, okay. It's between two.
Okay.
But I think actually, you know what? I think I'm just going to say.
You have one on either side.
You know what? Yeah. You know what?
It's a sandwich.
If I could somehow maybe get Sam, maybe Glenn Anderson and Grant Fuhr. I think if I had to choose between the two, I'd probably say Grant Fuhr.
I did not see that coming.
He was just, Grant is just such a sweet guy. You know, he's just a little kind of a bear of a fella. He's very positive too. If you ever hear him do an interview, you know, he's just like, I feel like he'd be really encouraging and he'd, you know, just be like, hey, hey bud, put your hand down there a little bit there. Just give me a good squeeze. Come on, get in here real tight there, pal. Come on, bud.
Is Hyman a modern day Fuhr?
Because we love sweet guys on this podcast. Hyman is our current sweet guy, but Fuhr seems like the mm-hmm. OG the sweet guy, maybe. And Quinn seems like overwhelmingly in agreement with you.
Well,
by
because
the way.
I don't agree with Glenn Anderson, but a Grant Fuhr, like absolute teddy bear of a human being. So I can completely support your decision.
Big spoon or little spoon with Grant Fuhr?
You know, I think we'd switch in and out. I think I'd take turns. We'd switch it around. Yeah,
I love that.
I like that.
Love a versatile king.
Oh, geez. Well,
how about this? If you had to spoon with anyone on the current Oilers team, and then your choice, free reign.
Well, I feel like, okay, well, I feel like McDavid really leads a vanilla life and he needs a little spark. So I'd probably give him a run.
You could be the one to corrupt him.
You're going
to
spoon him
like,
for sure.
He'd be like, you know, I would definitely corrupt McDavid. He just seems so wholesome. It's like, okay, you got to do something bad, kids. You have to do something bad. And then other than that, it'd be Mike Ricci because I love his smashed up face. Oh, yeah. I've liked that guy. My whole life, I've liked that face.
I always called him the ugliest man in hockey.
That man would do things to you, Quinn, that you didn't even know existed. Yeah.
He has to. You're correct.
Actually, I pick Quinn, me, and Mike Ricci. The three of us.
Now we've got a party. Now we've got a situation.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so glad we asked that.
The more times your nose has been broken, the more Christy will like you.
Yeah, Quinn can do play by play.
You know what? If he's that ugly, he's got to work for it. So he's got skills that someone like Dreisaitl might not just right off.
Yeah,
of that.
Like Dreisaitl, he's generous. Dreisaitl guaranteed
hasn't
he's a generous
had to try,
man.
You know?
What?
That's my
reason. What the fuck, Christy?
I like what I like.
That's
I like
worse
what
than
I, like.
I thought.
It's
worse than I remember.
No, I love that face. I love that man's
Fraser's
face.
Very handsome.
And this man is not. Yeah, so that. This isn't reflective of Christy's like
current taste
because Fraser is a handsome man, and that was
not
shock. That was a jump scare.
You know, I wish I hadn't shared it with any of you. To be honest,
well, no,
I thought I was in a safe place,
I'm so
and now
sorry.
I realized I opened
it?
My mouth.
Did we make it feel like a safe space? Because that was
I was hoping that you guys understood that this is a dangerous space.
I'm really excited to hear yours, Paulina.
Okay, well, obviously, Stuart Skinner is who I would like to spoon with. And I've answered this before and I've said Hyman as well, but like I would spoon Hyman. Like I would be big spoon because it's just, I don't want male anatomy near me, but like, I don't know. So like Skinner.
She might little spoon with.
I'm a little spoon with Skinner. And yeah, now I've made some direct like connections with male anatomy. And that's not what this is about. It's just, I don't want to talk about this anymore. But in case anyone is wondering, I am wearing a Skinner hat currently. Yeah, because that's my guy.
Skin dad.
Skin man.
Terrific mustache. Mustache.
Great hair. Great mustache. I like what I see, and I like to support. I like to support our goalie. You know, unsung hero.
It's easy. I'm taking Eric Brewer. For the rest of time.
What?
Eric Brewer.
Yeah. Eric, what about Eric Brewer? Get you.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Awesome. He was the hottest dude. And like, that was my absolute big, huge teenage crush.
Christy,
and
you don't get to pipe in Dean, on this.
Same with Dean McCammon.
Mine was Dean McCammon. Jason Arnett.
Jason Arnett.
Jason Arnett. Jeez. Okay, that's a good one. Yeah, that's a good one.
Imagine Christy judging your pick after what she has thrown at us today.
We're going to have to make some Mike Ricci memes.
Oh, yeah. Those are coming.
Send them my way. Good. I'll put it in the bank.
Can
I don't care.
Can we superimpose you into them? Are there any?
Yep.
Okay.
Nope.
Can't wait.
No problems.
Listen, thank you guys.
Yeah, this was
Eric Brewer. Eric Brewer is not going to go down on you, Quinn.
They're not going to let you live that one down.
I need to see you. I feel like I know kind of what he looks
sweet
like.
Little baby face.
Let me see if if I can judge whether he will or not do what Christy is suggesting. Oh my God, what?
Yeah, Quinn.
Oh
get
my
her,
God.
Paulina.
You guys are all... No, he's not doing anything.
All right, modern day player, I'm going Roman Josi.
Listen, we're just talking about cuddling, you guys.
Oh, we are? Oh.
Yeah, I mean, the other things are implied. No, I'm just kidding. They're not. I don't like playing this. I don't want to talk anymore. Okay, well, let's wrap her up.
Yeah. Thank
Take
you.
Us home. Take us home, Claire.
Thank you for putting up with us, Christy. Fraser, good luck out there. Keep fighting the good fight. Thank you for your time.
Mostly today. Fraser. Thank you for fighting the good fight over an enemy territory. And Christy, like, you know,
thanks
nice
for
to
being
see
here.
You too. Thanks for being
I'm
here.
I'm just happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for listening to The Bits. You can follow us at The Bits Yeg on Instagram. And subscribe, tell your friends. You can find us on Spotify and Apple Podcasts.